According to Drovers, Texas Ag Commissioner Todd Stables wrote a letter to Chipotle founder Steve Ells saying that he is shocked by the company's decision to start serving meat that's been shipped in from more than 8,000 miles away. Staples said he was dismayed by Chipotle's misguided and irresponsible declaration that the Australian meat is somehow more responsibly raised than meat produced in the U.S. As a matter of fact, two California ranchers, organic beef producer Daryl Wood and conventional beef producer Daryl Sweet, have spoken out on the Facts About Beef blog about their different methods and how the environment dictates the practices they can use. Wood has summer and winter pasture available for his operation, but Sweet said his pastures are only green 6 months out of the year. And if he were to produce grass-fed beef, he would have to either cut his herd size in half or stock feed accordingly when the grass is dry. Either way, he said it would ultimately lead to the end of his fifth-generation farm. Wood said he would love for Mr. Ells to call or visit his ranch to learn more about how beef is raised and discuss his options for providing responsibly raised beef to Chipotle consumers. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.